I was actually just thinking about Instagram, and this has been an interesting week for me because I felt the Lord calling me to take some time away from that and step into what really matters. Because last Sunday, I was actually just mindlessly scrolling through my phone, and I caught myself. I closed the Instagram app and opened it again 3 different times, like in the same minute, without even realizing. Like, I was just holding my phone, like mindlessly using it. And when I caught myself and realized that, it actually kind of shook me on the inside. It upset me. Like, I was upset with myself. And it made me think about how God must feel when we sit there with our phones in our hands with no purpose whatsoever, just literally sitting there like nothing's happening. And he's up there just waiting for us to glorify him and to have a relationship with him. Yet we're just so engrossed with what we're doing in our phones. And it's really, really sad. And I say that with caution because I think you can use your phone for a lot of good things, and they are helpful in terms of looking things up and sometimes doing things more efficiently with work and checking email and stuff like that. But is it ever more important than talking to God? No, never. Nothing is ever more important than your relationship with God. So I was just meditating on this a little bit more, and like, part of my ministry and this addiction ministry and the way I reach a lot of people is through social media. So please don't read into what I'm saying and think that I have anything against it. Like, my intention is always to use it for good. But even with that, sometimes I catch myself using it for no purpose at all, or scrolling through and thoughts of comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy, as we know. Thoughts of comparison to where I am today and where other people are and what I want and what they have that I don't have. Thoughts of lust. There are just random strangers in your feed that are, sometimes there are girls that are really, really attractive, and I catch myself just staring. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? That's not even, you opened this app like with the intention of messaging people and encouraging people, but here you are scrolling through and allowing these other thoughts to creep in. And that's how the enemy does his work. He catches us sleeping, and a lot of us are sleeping when we're using our phones. So was thinking about that, and immediately the Lord brought me to Philippians chapter 2. And I want to just read that to you. It's really important to get in the Word and see what God has to say about these things that we deal with today. And that's what I love, love, love about His Word, is that it transcends time. It is the truth. And because it's the truth, it is just as true today as it was on the day that it was written. And Paul writes to the Philippians here in chapter 2, and he's talking about joy in serving and imitating the humility of Christ Jesus. And picking up in chapter 2, it says, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." When I read this, I think about Instagram again. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. The Bible tells us that the word is the truth and that it cuts like a double-edged sword. And that verse cuts me. Because how many times have I posted things out of selfish ambition or vain conceit? Even if it's just sharing a picture of something beautiful, a beautiful place, am I posting that to glorify God? Or am I posting it for your attention to say, look how cool I am, look where I am? And I always have to check my intentions there. And it's not just that. Reading a little bit deeper into this, about having tenderness and compassion for one another, and having one spirit and one mind, and not looking to our own interests, but the interests of others. So, again, using Instagram as an example, why are we scrolling through? I see this all the time. Again, in myself, I'm totally calling myself out here, where we scroll through and we're not even showing love and encouragement to the people we're just breezing by. Like, do you realize that those are human beings who have the same feelings and the same hurts as you? And how would you feel if you saw someone holding their phone and just scrolling through all of your stuff and not saying a word, not liking any of your pictures, not having anything to do with it, just scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Yet we do that to others, and we still get upset when others do that to us. And it's like, I know that's a silly example. There are deeper things I could go into than Instagram, but let's be real. Like, all of us use this thing, and what are we using it for if not to encourage one another? And how can I call myself a Christian filled with the love of Jesus Christ if I'm not reflecting that in everything I do, including the way I use Instagram? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Put others before yourself. All this talk out there about self-love, love yourself first. Oh, honey, if they've been bad to you, have nothing to do with them. That's not what Jesus teaches at all. There are times when we need to walk away, but there are times when we need to love people and put them before ourselves, even if they hurt us, even if they don't understand us, even if they look different, even if they act different, even if they are homeless, even if they are in a completely different state of mind than you are. We are to love them and to put them before ourselves. And in doing so, that is how we become like Christ. Because Christ, the reason he came to this earth and the reason he was crucified and died a gruesome death is because he put me before himself. He was thinking of me, he was thinking of you, and he was thinking of this entire generation and the next one when he was up there on that cross. He was not thinking of himself. And he didn't do it to get anything. He's already the Son of God. He has everything. He did it because of love. And that is exactly how we're supposed to love people, is to lay our own lives down no matter what is going on. There is nothing more important than the person in front of you. I hope that speaks to you today. I know that it did because it spoke directly into my heart. And I am crazy on fire for Jesus. And I just want you to experience how loving and kind and forgiving he is. And there's nowhere on this earth that you can wander off that's not in the palm of his hand. You are always, always, always able to turn around and run back to the Father. He's right there waiting for you to do that. And I just want to encourage you. It starts with opening the word. These are the very words of God himself. And this is how we get to have conversations with him. And this is how we get to learn things and grow spiritually. And when we grow spiritually, we grow on the outside. And other people can see that growth. And that is for sure. I love sharing his light with you. All right. That's all I've got. Just put others before yourself and read Philippians 2. I love you.